computers. They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your call.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Good morning, everybody. I'm your host for this hour of technology news, information, help, that kind of stuff. Mike Grayo with me, Tim Tibbetts.
Yes, sir, just barely.
Just barely, and not with us.
Is Jim.
Jim McMahon, he is homesick. Jim, if you're out there listening, feel better, man. We all feel for you, and for you to leave me alone with this guy is just unforgivable.
Good news is he can't defend himself from there.
Oh, that's true. You know? That's true.
And Mike, you're sick too, right?
Yeah, I do have a little bit of a flu.
Almost
but,
left me solo.
Yeah, well, that would have been great.
Thank you. I can tell you.
It'd be you and Gus talking about games pretty much and gambling.
I went to a Star Wars convention.
I wouldn't mind talking about that.
I figured that. Hey, what are we going to do this week? Previewed it a little bit last week. Internet freedoms in China. Now that China is growing, and especially economically, and they the information age and the internet boom has hit China, it is being mainly that technology is being provided by the United States. And shockingly, we are helping the Chinese government to censor information, and not only that, turn in people who are being jailed for speech crimes. And we're going to go into depth on that. I'd like to get your opinion. Yeah, just briefly, very briefly, just to kind of preview it. But companies like Cisco, Yahoo, and Google have kind of built the Great Firewall of China, and there's a lot to talk about. Regarding that. Also, don't forget to listen to us live on WFBL.com. You can catch our show on podcast on www.technologygeeks.com. We'll have a Geek of the Week software pick as soon as we make one up. We've got our... right? No?
Is your wireless working?
It is now, yeah. All right. We got a website of the week.
Stick something up.
I've got quite a few announcements to go over this week. We've got some mail. Now, we go over emails on the show all the time, or we'll bring up a problem or a computer problem because it's something that someone emailed to us. But we got some actual snail mail here. I think it's interesting because it's to Mike, Tim, and Jim, the Technology Geeks, WFBL AM, P.O. Box 1050, Baldwinsville. Private and confidential, so we'll open it on the air. And it's all the way from London, England. So apparently it costs $4.38. I don't know if that's pounds or dollars.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be euro.
Euro, yeah.
Look at Gus over there.
Yeah, I think you can get you take pills for euro problems, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what my email tells me.
now, it got here right on time because it was sent out October 10/2006.
No. Come on.
10/2006 is in the future. Oh, you know what? I think they put the day first, don't they?
Oh.
So it was February 10th, and it's only a month later, and we got it.
That's not bad.
Gus, how long have you been holding on to this thing?
Huh? Yeah, that was my fault, yeah.
Yeah.
So is the answer's
Gus at work? Was, he had it x-rayed to see if it was the latest video game. It's a package of some kind.
I could have told you it's not a video game. It says answersatwork.com, so I'm guessing they make, they've got a couple programs.
Anthrax, right?
Yeah. they make a couple of programs. I think the Ultimate Troubleshooter maybe or something. So pop it open. Let's see what we got.
Oh, we're doing it right now. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Before the news. Wow.
Ah, who cares?
All right, here we go. Personal and confidential.
News usually sucks.
There's some paperwork there. Why don't you take a look at that?
I hope it's a love letter.
Hey, you know what we got?
Pens?
This is, yeah, we got three pens. One for Gus, one for me, one for you. And, hey, Jim's not here. Gus already reaching. Don't touch that.
Yeah, that's what he said. The Ultimate Troubleshooter. They just released a new version last month. And they'd like us to try it out, which we do host on our website. It's a good little utility.
Look at this thing. It's a www.atwtut.com. It's a pen.
Wow.
And there's some other gizmos in here, batteries.
I hope they're here.
So I'm, no, they're batteries. Oh. So I'm guessing this thing does something. Oh, look at that.
Wow, that's a nice pen.
It's a look. It does it like a strobe.
So basically, for future reference, send us anything shiny and blinking. And free plug.
Oh, boy. Yes, we will do that.
Shiny well,
that
stuff.
That was very nice. And there's some white powder in here. I don't know what that... no, there's not. But, hey, from London, England. So we got listeners all over the world. Of course, the biggest pocket of podcast listeners, there's two big pockets that we've been able to identify. Australia's one gigantic one. Hundreds
Australia
of people
rocks.
There. Australia
rocks.
And Indiana and somewhere out in the Great Plains there, Indiana or Missouri. I've got a bunch of people who have emailed me from time to time.
I think I've told you my wife wants to go to Australia. It's one of the places she wants to go, and I couldn't imagine.
You'd have to sign autographs.
I couldn't imagine who wouldn't. But my only problem with going there would be it's like 18-hour flight. So,
huh.
All right.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We got Walt in Syracuse.
Before
he's
the
got
news?
A, yeah, well, what the heck? We'll do the show. It's we're giving a tribute to London, so we're doing everything from right to left
there
today.
You go.
Hey, Walt, welcome to the Technology Geeks.
Thank you. I have a question. I installed recently the 2006 antivirus.
Okay.
You know, the whole security system.
Yep.
Norton, and I have also Spyware Be Gone or something, and I want to find out if that's superfluous. It keeps coming up.
Get
update
rid of it.
It.
It's junk.
Get rid of it. You've got. Okay. See if you can uninstall it.
I can.
You can uninstall it. Get rid of it.
I think so. I think I just go into my control and add or remove programs, right?
Yeah, try from add remove programs. It may not be that simple. I've seen similar programs like that. Is it doing any pop-up windows or anything on you?
The only thing that's popping up is renew. You know, it's a free program, but I don't want it if I don't need it.
No, it sounds like something that got installed that you probably weren't aware of. My general
rule
of thumb is...
A friend installed it one time, and he said, "Oh, this is good. You might as well use it." But
now I'd take it off. If you've got the whole Norton suite, you should be in pretty good shape.
You really don't need it.
I prefer an occasional scan with AdAware or SpyBot, which are two of the bigger known spyware removals. It's nice to just run that through every once in a while.
Yeah, now Spyware Be Gone. Now, just so you know, Walt, a lot of anti-spyware software does the opposite and installs spyware on your computer. So you have to be very careful anti-spyware you do. Now, Spyware Be Gone is not one of those programs. We looked it up just to make sure it wasn't. But I do want to alert you, be very cautious what anti-spyware you put on there, because under that guise, it has the exact opposite intent.
Here's a tip. Go to MajorGeeks.com, click on the spyware. Do we list Spyware Be Gone? No. You don't need it.
Okay.
There you go.
Because we're very careful. We're very selective about what we add. We test everything ahead of time. If it's not on our site, there's probably a reason.
The Norton system seems to be complete, and it comes up. It says little pop-up will say it's good, everything is fine, and I see it go through and pull stuff, AdWare, and I found something the other day and said, remove it, and it's really very complete, I think.
Yeah, well, it's a good suite. I prefer some of the freer utilities out there, but, I mean, it's a great all-in-one. You know, we knock Norton's here a lot, but it's a great suite for somebody who just wants to pop a CD in and just be protected. You can't beat it because it gives you everything in one package. You don't have to sweat it too much. The spyware stuff sometimes can be questionable. A lot of programs tag cookies as spyware. It's very questionable what actually is and isn't spyware, but you sound like you're in good shape. But I would uninstall that, reboot, make sure it's gone.
Very good.
All right.
We'll do
right,
that.
Well.
Thank you so much.
All right, so long for now. 421-9325-421 WFBL is the number to call. We're going to take our first break when we come back.
Before the news?
We're going to come right back with the news, technology news. We've got a lot to go over. Feature today, American companies helping put down free speech in China, something that this is a political radio station. And technology, we try to stay politically neutral in our industry, so it's very surprising to me that big technology companies are getting involved in this kind of stuff.
We try and stay neutral until they do something that's going to affect our freedom at home to do what we want.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. These companies are actually stepping in
and
doing the opposite. Okay, here we go. Where you're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. Of course, we'll have time for your calls as well at 421-9325. Right here, you're listening on 1390 WFBL.
Jimmy.
Go to break. Help. Get...
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system.
It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390, WFBL.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the Computer Outlet. The Computer Outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do, and don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The Computer Outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The Computer Outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the Computer Outlet today.
Doing, good thing we're not doing a music show, huh?
Yeah, we just were during the break arguing about Walk the Line, Johnny Cash's film. My 16-year-old son, who's listens to like that screaming rock and
sure, me too.
Sometimes hip hop, but mostly that real hard stuff. He saw Walk the Line, then he watched it I think two or three more times afterwards on his own. His MP3 player is filled with Johnny Cash songs now. A lot of the ones that Bob Dylan wrote for Johnny Cash. Bob Dylan started as a songwriter. First big hits came from Johnny Cash's performances of those. So my son's now turned into a country and western
fan. Your son's sitting there watching it going, wow, I thought the speed metal guys did a lot of drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did have his demons, no question about that. Hey, yeah, you're listening to Entertainment Talk here. No, you're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. 421-9325 is the number to call if you have a computer question, a computer problem. You know, we had Donna on last week. You were gone. You were out in Florida. And she had a question about her screen. What was happening was her screen video size didn't match her resolution. So she set her screen size, or somebody did accidentally, to 1024 by 768.
Yeah.
But her screen resolution, the hardware part, was 800 by 600. So if you want to do anything, the screen moves around on you. You know what I mean? It's like you don't have the whole screen on your screen.
Right.
And we were supposed to call her back and help her out with that because it took too long to do on the air, and we lost her phone number. So if you're listening out there, Donna, give us a call back. Gus will get your phone number, and we will give you a call later on this weekend and help you with your problem. We apologize for not following through on that.
Actually, Donna is on the line right now.
Look at that.
She wants to speak, yes.
Uh-oh. Hi, Donna.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
Donna, if I was here, that would have never, ever happened.
You didn't lose it. You threw it away. I know.
And I didn't listen to the show and know they screwed up because it's really not very good. So
let me give it to you again, and you can call me after.
Okay, well, don't do it on the air because then you'll get crazy people calling
right.
you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're still having the problem, though, right?
Yeah.
Because we haven't fixed it.
That's right.
So now, after we fix it, are we still going to hear from you again?
Well, of course. I listen to you every Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
Desktop, notebook, or LCD, or what she's using?
I think she got a regular computer with a regular size monitor, a regular CRT monitor, right, Donna?
Yeah, the multi-sync LCD, yeah.
Yep, there you go. Oh, you got an LCD monitor.
Well, it says on the front of it, multi-sync LCD 153OV.
That's is very flat.
It's a 15-inch.
Yeah, it's a flat screen.
Okay, all right, I'll put you on hold. Gus will get your number.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. Give us your phone number as well if you want to go on our... and send us free stuff, and we'll plug whatever you got, because we now know what our Geek of the Week software pick is going to be later
sure,
on, right? These really neat pens, and they have, like, little... they have batteries because they have, like, this little strobe light flashlight thing. We turned the lights off in the studio during the break, and we're doing, like, a little disco thing. It was really cool. It was almost like a Brokeback Mountain thing. But, you know, we had to be careful. Okay, well, you know what? Let's go to the news. I hope. Here we go.
We need our sound effects.
It's only 22 minutes late.
yeah, but, you know, hey, no Jimmy here to keep us in line. You
there
know?
You go.
How about this one? There's a brand new worm. This was probably announced yesterday. This is spreading over the internet using a variety of social engineering techniques, including pretending to be a legal summons or offering pictures of Paris Hilton. Bagel-Do, it is called, spreads in emails with subject lines such as pay your debts before we come to you, call to your lawyer immediately, lawsuit against you, we wait your response, and the usual...
We wait
stuff.
Your response. Oh, so these people, their English is their first language,
absolutely.
Obviously.
And this is the old school, and if you're listening to this show, you are not this stupid... to open a file attachment in your email so you are safe. But basically, that's all it does. You need to open the attachment. Once you do,
it's amazing.
It'll install.
What is it, did it say, like, naked pictures of Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
It really
I don't get that. My stepson thinks she's hot. I think she looks like a parakeet with long blonde hair. And he said, yeah, but she's rich. And I said, so is Bill Gates, but you don't see women clamoring for him. Guys are a whole different breed, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't
absolutely.
Know.
Apple got off their butt and fixed the Mail, iChat, and Safari stuff, finally.
Wow.
It took them about a week, Microsoft-like. Wednesday, they released a security update called 2006-001. It is available for download through Software Update System Preferences pane and from Apple's Downloads webpage. It addresses a recently reported exploit that left Safari users vulnerable to malicious shell scripts, corrects the vulnerability to Apple's Mail software, and also changes the way iChat handles file transfers to help prevent the Leap-A malware.
Yeah, now, so what Apple has to do now is they're going to have a big department dedicated towards security patches and things like that, have to dedicate a lot of their financial resources to this type of stuff.
I've been reading all week there was stuff, some, you know, you get your Apple gurus saying, oh, this is all over the top and you know, we're not going to get infected by this stuff and blah, 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 and the PC users saying, you know, it's different articles from different people and have I said I told you so this week yet? Because
no.
I was going to write an article about the Apple thing, and I was just going to be, you know, from Tim, MajorGeeks.com, and the article will be, told you so, period. And that's it. Is there really anything else to be said? Did you really think you were that secure? You want to be secure, pull the network cable out. You're secure.
That's it.
There's no, if you want to send data back and forth, I don't care who you are, what you're using, there is a risk. The military knows it.
Oh, yeah.
The government knows it, mm-hmm. And the home user should not think for 1 minute that they're any different regardless of what computer or operating system they're running.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. If you think you're safe, oh, I've got this software, I'm all set. Be constantly on the watch. Look at your web browser. See if there's any new plugins or buttons on there that don't belong there, things like that. Always, even if you have good software.
How about this one? A group of security researchers claim to have found the first virus that can jump to a mobile device after infecting a PC. The malicious software, dubbed Crossover, go figure, was sent anonymously.
Kind of like the bird
right.
flu, right?
Yep, it was sent anonymously to the Mobile Antivirus Researchers Association, the group said. In a statement released last Monday, the virus is a proof-of-concept bug, was not released in the wild, meaning it does not pose an actual risk for PC and device users. But what they are saying is an anonymous user has sent this bug, has sent this virus, and that it is possible. So... heads up for that, because here comes that one now.
Yeah.
Once you do something like this, virus writers line up to say, oh, it can be done? Let's try it.
See, yeah, they'll fully explore it. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, a PayPal. Yeah, we got a PayPal password stealing.
Oh.
Trojan being mass mailed. UK-based Black Spire Technology said it already intercepted more than 3.2 million messages with an attached Trojan claim. It took 52 hours for the first antivirus vendor to issue a signature, detected and deleted the malware. Once again, guess how it comes in? Your email.
Ugh.
These are phishing. We've discussed phishing before. So basically, they're looking for you to click these links in the email and hit these pages and hand your information over. Well, it's the same old rules
that
we repeat week after week.
Exactly. Don't do that.
Don't be a little careful. We got more time, or are we done?
We got one time for one more
All
story.
Right. In a similar vein, AOL has sued in alleged phishing rings.
Ooh.
The online division of Time Warner said Tuesday it filed three civil suits in Alexandria's U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia, charging the three groups with tricking AOL members into fake websites of legitimate companies to fool them into giving up personal information. If that confused you like it did me, it's what we just discussed. It's phishing. They're tricking people into clicking on links to sites that look legitimate. Basically, these suits were filed under
Virginia's...
Basically?
we step into a Looney Tunes
character. Did I say basically?
Basically.
Rewind that.
We got it at a Wabbit.
I'm sorry. I'm leaving.
Be very quiet.
The suits were filed under Virginia's new anti-phishing statute, a federal trademark law called the Lanham Act, and a federal anti-spam law called the Federal Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. That's a lot of laws.
Yeah.
AOL said they were the first suits filed by an ISP under the Virginia law passed in July 2005. And, that's all, folks.
421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call here. Let's kill just a minute here. Let me go over some announcements. Central New York PC Users Group has an upcoming meeting. It's being held this Monday, March 6th, day after tomorrow. Liverpool Public Library, Digital Camera Buyer's Guide. Very, very important topic. Everybody's going to have a digital camera if they don't have one already. You don't want to look at just the megapixels now. We've covered this in depth over three or four shows because digital cameras, there's a lot to go over. It's a great seminar, free way to learn about cameras without, this is important, without somebody trying to sell you something.
Very cool.
So keep your head from spinning because it is a very confusing topic.
Cameras are as confusing as buying a computer. You go out to the computer, people confuse hard drives with RAM.
Right.
You know, they hear, well, it's got, I need 200 gigs of this and I need 1 gig of that. And they very easily get confused. It's no different with cameras. You want to watch, you know, like we've discussed, digital zoom, optical zoom, megapixels, memory stick size, all those different types of things, which are great to go over.
All right. Well, let's see here now. We got, what else, announcement-wise? Oh, well, the Jeff Berman is actually the person who's going to be presenting this, and he's very good at this. He compartmentalizes things. He's an excellent instructor. Also, they're going to have Ken Jackson give a review of Microsoft's Digital Image Suite 10, so you can see some software that is... got to have software with a digital camera. You don't have to, but it always helps. Lets you improve your pictures, certainly much more so than a regular film camera. That's one of the advantages of having a digital camera. I'm going to be performing next Saturday, March 11th, in the Central New York area. I've been on the road a lot.
What day is that?
It's a Saturday at 9 p.m.
Okay.
And it's somewhere in Marietta, and maybe somebody can help me out here. It's on Route 174. It's something, some kind of...
it's in Georgia.
Marietta?
Yeah.
No, Marietta by Atisco Lake, I think. It's Saturday, March 11th at 9 p.m. Somebody knows what the place is. It's on Route 173. Give us a call, 421-9325.
So Mike can find it.
So I know what the name of the place is so I can tell everybody else. But I'll be doing stand-up on the Featured Act. Headliner there is Nick Marr. I'll be going on right before him. So I'll probably do 3 or 4 minutes of his best material before he goes on just to kind of warm the audience. It's up a little bit. No, we're gonna have a lot of fun out there. The guy who booked me here, he does a lot of big shows. Most of the rooms, 200-300 people. It's a lot of fun. Usually a fairly affordable price, you know, $10 ticket or less. And I think probably this is something that has a nice bar and restaurant usually. So as soon as I know the place, I'll give you more information. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. We have one line open at 421-9325. Then we will be talking about internet freedoms in China and how American companies are helping the Chinese to actually put people in jail. I don't want to overplay this too much. We got our Geek of the Week software pick and our website of the week still to come. Don't miss the exciting second half,
Jimmy,
of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Jimmy?
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio.
More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Is that monthly internet bill starting to really break the bank? When you can surf the internet for $9.95, why would you ever pay more? That's right. At USA DataNet, you get unlimited internet access for only $9.95. There's no setup fees, you get unlimited email addresses, and a high-speed dial-up connection. With USA DataNet, you receive the same fast, reliable internet service you get with a big-name provider, but for a fraction of the cost. And those aren't the only features USA DataNet offers. There are no contractual commitments, and USA DataNet provides a friendly, full, technical support team to answer any of your questions. So now, you can get the same internet for a much better deal. Go to usadatanet.com to sign up today. See for yourself why so many people are turning to USA DataNet for their internet service. Don't delay and keep throwing your money away. Go to usadatanet.com and join today. USA DataNet, the same internet for a much better deal.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Well, I bought it up. Broke Windows Home and tried to boot it up.
We are back with the second half, the exciting second half of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL. Being silly, let's go to the phones. We got Don from Janesville. You got a computer problem. Welcome, Don.
Good Don. Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. And you?
We're wonderful.
Great. I have an old MS-DOS program called SuperCalc.
Okay.
Computer Associates.
Yep. Okay.
And I have the latest Windows XP.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
My print command used to work, but now all of a sudden I get a window that opens up and says when I try to print from the SuperCalc, 16-bit MS-DOS subsystem, SC4COM.
You can run the program, but...
The message says the system cannot open COM1 port. Requested by the application. Choose close to terminate the application.
That's a crash.
It gives me the choice of close or ignore. It used to print fine.
Well, what kind of printer do you have, Don? Do you have
a Brothers MSC 8500.
Okay, and then what does it plug into? Does it plug into your parallel printer port or...
I don't know what it plugs into. It plugs into the computer, but...
A lot of pins, like rectangular, a lot of pins are very thin. Do you know offhand?
It looks to me like an ESP port.
Oh, USB? Okay. Well, here's the problem that you're having. It is expecting it on COM1. And more than likely, when you reboot your computer, a USB printer, which is a serial printer, and it does actually work off a COM port... This old program is looking for your printer on a certain COM port, and it's no longer there because on reboot, USB printers now they just find whatever's available, and the first thing that's available, it uses it, and off it goes. And old software didn't work that way because old hardware didn't work that way. So the solution is there's a couple of things you can try. Probably the first thing is go into your hardware device manager, and which is on, what, right mouse click properties?
Yeah, or My Computer.
My Computer Properties, Device Manager. Look for your printer and see what COM port it's running under, and change your SuperCalc to look at that COM port. Or I don't know if you can change a USB port to run off a specific COM port or not right through Device Manager.
You usually don't have to anymore. You did in the DOS days. You had to be very, very specific, and it was very problematic. But with XP,
right,
everything's plug and play.
Right. So you're probably your best bet is to try to change the old software to see the new COM port. So in other words, COM 1, which is where it's trying to print, isn't there. That's not where your printer is any longer. So you're going to have to switch your software, not your USB, your software to match that COM port. And then, Don, the way you find the COM port is you go to, again, I'm just repeating, your Device Manager under Properties, My Computer Properties, mm-hmm. Device Manager. Look up that printer and see what USB port it's running under.
And check for any exclamation points, too.
Oh, yeah, that's important as well. Now, do other things print okay, Don?
Everything.
Yeah. So this would be it. It's just that it's an old program. Now, another thing you can do is probably SuperCalc does have a Windows version that, I don't know if they have a 32-bit version of SuperCalc.
I think they stopped the program a long time ago. I think SuperCalc 4 was the last version.
You're always going to be problems when you're running a DOS program like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's a shame because it was working for them before.
Yeah, I'm looking at some hardware like on the MSC site, which is the support site for older software, and they do mention SuperCalc on 64-bit processors and things like that. So SuperCalc will still run on your computer.
It runs beautifully.
Yeah, I think that's the solution. The only other solution, unfortunately, is going to be find a serial port on your computer and plug an old printer into it.
Yeah.
And do it that way.
Yeah.
All right, Don. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. So long.
That's
4219.
Yeah, it is.
The old DOS stuff is. There was a lot of people, I remember when XP first came out, who couldn't run their stuff at all, and you had to either drag and drop a shortcut to your desktop and hit your properties and tell it to run in DOS mode, and it was very difficult to try and teach people to do that just because the stuff would not run under 32-bit Windows.
Yeah.
And Vista's not going to make that any better.
No, it's not, but I looked at like I said, the MSC site says that these programs actually should run on 64-bit operating systems as well. 421-9325 is the number to call, 421-WFBL. By the way, just some old business here. I'll be performing. It's called Footprints on the Lake.
How'd you find that out?
What a lovely name. You were out smoking cigarettes. Somebody called and told me.
Interesting.
Footprints on the Lake, Route 174, Marietta. And they actually have a phone number if you'd like to make reservations, 636-8255. Dan Liberto will be there, a friend of the show, myself, Nick Mara, and somebody else doing a guest spot. I think some new comedian doing a guest spot. And
Jimmy.
Again, the number, 636-8255, Footprints on the Lake, Marietta, which isn't too far from here, is it? It's in Onondaga County.
You had somebody call. Why didn't you ask him where it was so you could tell people?
Well, I figured I'd just... it's on Atisco Lake, and it's on the eastern shore, so it's closer. It's about halfway between here and Auburn.
That helps. Yeah, I don't know where Atisco Lake is, so...
Okay, let's go to Richard in Oswego's got a question about Norton software. Welcome to the Technology Geeks, Richard.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. You were talking about Norton being so-so in the software. What is your recommendation for like the most secure home system?
If you haven't heard us discuss it before, I'll clarify for you. It's not that Norton's isn't a good antivirus. It's probably one of the better ones out there. What the problem is for a guy like me who likes to play games and likes to keep the system running quickly, it's a bloated piece of software, multiple registry entries. It's very difficult to uninstall. It uses a lot of memory, processes, multiple programs. I personally, and I know my partner Jim, has used AVG now for about 5 years. You can find it under Major Geeks under Antivirus. It's called AVG Free Edition. It is free. And, what can I tell you? We've been doing this business for... since 1998, and we've been putting up virus-tested programs with AVG Free Edition, and pretty successful at it so far.
Yeah, I use AVG Free as well. If somebody has problems, I typically switch them right to AVG Free Edition. It's not as bloated as Norton. Also, for anti-spyware, I go with Microsoft because it's free and has really, really, really good stuff.
Also, like we said to the person before, if you're not familiar with your computer and you're not comfortable with it and you're not, you know, installing multiple programs and you just want to be safe, that's why they sell so many of them. It's a great CD to buy. It's, what, $69, I think, which is expensive, but not for the whole suite. You
right.
get your firewall, you get your antivirus. If you're just going to surf the web and you don't really care if your computer runs a little bit slower, then it's fine. If you're happy with it, then great. I don't see a problem with it. As far as firewalls go, a lot of people forget if you've got a hardware, if you've got a router, which a lot of people do now,
mm-hmm.
you've already got a hardware firewall.
Right.
So if you just enable Windows Firewall, which I do just for kicks, you've already got great security through your firewall. The Windows Firewall is sufficient, and again, the Windows Firewall is good for people because it comes with Windows, it's automatically turned on, it's free, it doesn't use a lot of memory, and it's painless.
So there you go. You know, Richard, what we're really saying is Norton's not bad, but there is other stuff that you can get free or comes with your computer. So kind of, Norton is kind of becoming obsolete. They have to find their niche again. They're constantly...
like I said, the problem with it is nothing more than, it's just as simple as what I said. Go to the store, buy the CD, put it in, you're done. If you like to tinker, you like to have control over every individual program running on your machine, you know, you can actually play with a couple. There's also Avast, A-V-A-S-T, which people like, and Antivir, A-N-T-I-V-I-R.
German company, very
good German
software.
Company. Those three are all free. And you can actually install one, try it out. If you don't like it, remove it, and try another one. And if at the end of the day, if you're not happy, leave your Norton's in. There you go.
I was in a person's office, and I saw a Norton, what did they call it, like an industrial version?
Yep.
The next one up. You know anything about what kind of shape is that, or as far as security and all of that?
That's more if you can install the multiple machines on networks,
yeah,
isn't it?
Pretty much the same thing. There's a server side, and then there's a client-side software, and some of the same complaints, though, in the business community that Norton takes up too many computer resources, because typically workstations in the business place have, you know, it's a lot more expensive to upgrade them. You know, oh, gee, all our computers are running
right.
slow. They got 100 computers in the enterprise. Even if the RAM upgrade's only $50,
right,
that's a lot of
often,
money
often
to
when
upgrade
you see,
all your computers.
Often when you see the word corporate edition or something similar, what it is, it's a multi-license software.
Right.
So what they've done is they bought it, and they bought it to install it on 100 machines.
But it's still, Richard, still essentially the same software.
Okay, so
right.
as far as security, you don't really have one that you'd like over the other one. If you were just going for, like, security and that was it.
I would tell you this. Norton's is probably the better choice if you want an all-in-one suite.
Yep.
I don't know what else can I say.
Well, Microsoft has an all-in-one suite in beta now that they're letting you use. I can tell you what I use on my computer. I use AVG. I use Microsoft Anti-Spyware. And I have Windows Firewall. I install them, and I don't, you know, that's it. They just work. They do their updates in the middle of the night. And they're not a problem. They're not problematic for me. I have a laptop, the one I'm using right now. It's a fairly advanced machine, even though it's a little over 5 years old now.
Right.
And it does, you know, this software doesn't kill my machine. I used to have Norton on here when because this computer was provided to me by a company I was contracted with. I took it off. This first thing I did when I left that company is take it off
because
it slowed my machine down too much.
Does Norton still have that utility that, like, supposed to tweak your computer and repair it and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, system works.
That was the funniest program I ever saw.
Yeah, it was terrible.
You install all this stuff to slow your computer down, then Norton's going to tell you how to speed it up. I always got a kick out of that. But, yeah, in general, here's my problem, if this helps you any. These all-in-one suites can be pretty good. The McAfee's, the Norton's, Trend
Micro.
Here's my problem.
Pest Patrol's another one.
Here's my problem. They may have good antivirus but weak firewall, or a good firewall but weak spyware protection. I really don't know of any good all-in-one suite package that gets it right. You're taking the risk of putting all your security, assuming this company's got everything perfect.
Right.
And that's the only reason I like to have a little control.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Richard,
thank
thanks for the call. 421-9325-421-WFBL. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to have to cut some stuff here. We got calls, though. We have one line open still. When we come back, we'll have Tony on to answer his question and any other calls, 421-9325. And
Jimmy,
we will get to this China thing.
Jimmy.
We're just teasing Jim mercilessly. And, of course, we will feature our Geek of the Week software pick because we got free pens imported all the way from London, England. So we will be our Geek of the Week software pick. We can be bought.
Very cheaply.
Send us free stuff, donuts, anything. If you want to mention on the air, that's all you got to do. Feed us. Boy, that'll work. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 00110100000.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the Geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft going to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots, if you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy at upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
It's all about the pandemics, baby.
We can't sing on the air, though. That would be dangerous.
Jim's done it.
You're
really
listening
bad.
To MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks. Let's go to Tony. Tony's got a question about spyware, spyshare. Hi, Tony.
It was called Spy Sheriff, and also it's on my computer when I was using AOL.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it came,
you don't
tell
even
me
have
about
to.
It. I did it as a 30-day, no, 90-day, whatever, free, and that was stupid.
Yeah, you want to get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it. I think the last machine I formatted because I couldn't get rid of it. I actually got rid of it, and before I got home, they called me and said it's back.
Yeah, I kept on trying to get it out. I went to the control panel, took it off. It says uninstalled.
Here you
and
go.
Then, like, and it comes pop right back on a couple days later.
Yeah, go into MajorGeeks.com and click on the support forum link on the right.
Uh-huh.
And in that support forum, there is a malware forum. Uh-huh. And if you click in there, you will find some guides on removing this stuff. And if you have trouble, post in there, and one of our volunteers will get rid of it for you, because I actually had to have them help me with the spy sheriff because it really tripped me up.
They're jerks. I mean, they keep on saying that everything's infected, but I'm thinking, like, they're con men.
They are. That is malware. It's the opposite.
Right. You've heard us discuss spyware programs that actually are rogue and install spyware. That's what you've got.
Well, I hit AVG to take it off, and it still won't take it off.
No. Well, a lot of times what you run into problem is, and I've got some tutorials in there I wrote with a guy who goes by nickname Chase Lang in there, and there's actually, it says, read me first before asking for support or something to that effect, and it's pretty long and it's detailed. One of the most important things is you have to get into safe mode. What happens is these files are in use, and they're loaded by Windows. So even though you uninstall it or try to remove it, there are DLL files or executable files that cannot be removed. It's a Windows protection thing. You can't delete files that are in use. So one of the best ways to do this stuff when you hit these snags is to reboot, tap your F8 key while it's rebooting, and a little screen will come up asking you what you want to do and select safe mode. When you're in safe mode, it doesn't load any of the drivers and a lot of the other programs, and from there you can have a lot more success doing complete scans. You can also do safe mode with networking support, and you can do some online scans because you're basically in safe mode, but you are still online.
But you have heard of these people, and they're just...
Absolutely. It is one of the... I wouldn't say it's one of the big... It's one of the tougher ones to remove, because typically... I think if you run our README first, you'll have some success with it. If not, just create an account there and ask us, and we'll take care of you. We'll get rid of it for you.
I appreciate it. Thank
you're welcome.
You.
Okay, 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call if you use the letters on your keypad.
I can never do that.
We got to, let's see, we're running out of time here. The China thing, I think we're going to have to go with the shameless promotion of the software since they sent us the pens.
Okay, wait a minute. I just wanted to get this in because Jim can't defend himself. He spells so bad, if he tried to call in using 421-WFBL, he'd probably dial the wrong number.
Would he?
Yeah, because he spells that bad.
A little dyslexic, is he?
Hope you're feeling better.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to go trick-or-trout to come home with a bag full of fish during Halloween. Hey, what's the name of that software again that we're featuring today?
It's software, the Ultimate Troubleshooter, and it is a program from Answers at Work. And basically, this is sort of, it's a diagnostic tool. It's kind of an all-in-one tool. Help your computer run smoothly. It's got some great tools in there. For example, process managers. Now, we just discussed a guy who has spyware. A lot of these spyware tools can be processes. Processes are basically running executables on your machine, I guess is the easiest way to explain it. And a lot of times you wouldn't notice them because they wouldn't show up in startup. They're in their whole, this all came in with XP. Those who have used Windows 2000 are more familiar with it. Normally, you go to your startup and say, hey, look what's running in startup. What's this? Well, there's a whole other way for stuff to run. And so these process tools are nice because you might be able to find what it is that's running or stuff that you don't know. For example, you see spysheriff.exe. I don't know if that's what it's called or not. You see that running in the processes, and it would alert you to the fact that it's running. It also has little lights next to it tells you it's unknown. It could be multiple possibilities. It's known, not okay. Stuff like that. It does a great breakdown of all your tasks, what they are, what they know about it. It's a neat little utility, and it, you know, at least if not for anything else, just for tinkering around, looking around your computer, it's pretty
right.
Neat.
So, for example, like where I would use these type of troubleshooting programs, you know, I've got a problem. I run CCleaner, for example, doesn't clear up the problem.
Right.
Now I've got to actually dig around and look. You know, usually I'm fumbling around on the internet looking for what the source of the problem is. This Ultimate Troubleshooter can help me by helping me identify, well, what's this program do? Oh, this other program, it doesn't know what that's for. Let me see what this program does.
Right.
So very, very helpful there.
Yeah,
that's good.
And they're usually constantly updated because they take a while to keep up with the processes. There's so many processes out there. There's actually websites who do nothing but list processes and what they are and what they do, and this is a huge thing in spyware. That's one of the great features of this. We got a lot of other tools as well that are process managers, but this can also do some house cleaning for you, keep your machine running well, has ping, trace route, name server, look up who has utilities for network problems, more advanced stuff. It's on our site because it's good. It's rated a 4.43. with 32 votes and almost 16,000 downloads. So
wow.
A 4.43 is a very good number. It's a $35
shareware.
What'd
the Russian judge give it?
I don't know. But I will update the website at thetechnologygeeks.com later with a link directly to it so you can find it. It'll probably be a couple
shameless
of hours.
Promotion for the free pens. Here we go.
So send us some cookies and we'll plug
easy
you, too.
Gus. Gus had a little Tourette's on his finger. I would.
it gave us a good reason to give him a file of the week because he sent us the pens, but I wouldn't give it to him if it wasn't a good program.
Yeah, I would.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, it depends on how big the bribe was. But no, it is a very good program. And thanks for the pens, guys. You should probably listen to us on the podcast, I'm sure, 421-9325. Also, if you want to get in at the very end of the show, we're going to hold our feature over next week. This actually helps us out because I wanted to have the head of the Human Rights Commission for the House of Representatives, a congressman from New Jersey, had agreed, as he's got some scheduling conflicts, but he agreed in principle to come on the show. So maybe we'll have him come on and try to get somebody who has been on the receiving end of this thing, or family members have. Michelle Malkin, who's a famous news commentator, she has experienced some of this information firsthand. So we'll probably hold that over next week. We apologize for that. And what we'll do instead is do something that we don't normally do on this show, take a lot of phone calls. So we'll go to Bill in Groton. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you today?
Hey, great. Good.
I'm thinking of getting some more hard drive space, and I wonder what you guys think of the Hitachi 7K80.
Oh, I like the Hitachi drives. They're basically IBM.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love them.
It's got that new set, cheap SATA 2, it's 80 gig.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of small, 80 gig?
Well, it's my biggest drive up to now has been a 36 gig SCSI.
Wow, I didn't know you could get 80 gig drives anymore. I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah.
I'm running dual 160s now. I have an odd let me explain to you my thought on hard drives, Bill. It's kind of a weird one. Buy what you like and what you know has worked for you. It's very difficult to go from Maxster, Hitachi, Western Digital. If you benchmark them, they're all about the same.
Yep.
You're not going to find big differences from one to the other. So to me, I've seen people argue Maxster's better, Western Digital's better, Hitachi's better. And I just go, no, they're not. If you've been using Western Digital drives for 5 years and you've had good luck with them, stick to it.
Yeah, Western Digital is actually the ones that I prefer because they have the least amount of returns.
Run down the list. Name me a bad hard drive. Seagate, Hitachi, Western Digital, Maxster, they're all good drives. But if you're looking at the Hitachi drive, I got no problem. I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, and there's another good security suite also. It's the Zone Alarm Security Suite.
It's funny. Gus just said to me, he asked me a question
about Zone Alarm.
Gus said, what do you think about Zone Alarm? And so I'm glad you brought that up. And I just looked at Gus and said, it's one of my absolute favorite firewalls. Their spyware, anti-spyware isn't bad. But again, that's why I said usually their whole suites usually lose something.
I think most of the stuff besides the firewall is from CA anyway. It's that.
Yeah, Computer Associates.
Yep. Yeah. Now, Bill, what are you paying for this hard drive?
$50 plus shipping.
Okay,
$55.
That's the low end. So you got a good deal there. What service did you use to find the best price?
Well,
Deal Time.
I didn't really use a service. I use Frugal a lot of the time.
There you go.
I knew Newegg had the best price anyway.
Yeah, they usually do.
Yep.
Newegg's a real good site, and they're reliable. They're fast shipping.
They're the only place I can get Netgear stuff at wholesale prices.
I
buy
day.
Tons of Netgear stuff by the case from them.
Ordered it one day and got it the next by ground.
Cool.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't.
Okay,
thanks,
Bill. Music means we're all done, Bill. So long for now. I guess he hung up before us. Hey, Jim, thanks for not coming on the show. I know that's what kept all the callers away. So they're
maybe that's why they called. They're filling in for him. I don't get that kind of love.
No, you don't. Definitely not. Thanks a lot. Hey, next week we will feature how China is going on the Internet and what you can do to keep the Internet free and free for information as well.
I don't think I'm coming in.
Yeah, you don't like it. You get heated when these conversations come up.
No, I just don't really care.
Well, I got that one wrong. So long,
Gus says shut up.
All right. Hey, Radio Mall next.
Talk Radio 1390, WFBL, Syracuse. The more you listen, the more you know.